You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Chelsea, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you do?
I'm an attorney, criminal defense.
Ooh,
no kidding.
Fancy.
Wow.
That's great.
What kind of, do you have a case right now that's pending?
Oh, I have a million. I'm a public defender, so I have.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I bet.
I don't even know how you public defenders do it, to be honest with you. It seems like such a thankless job and the most difficult job in law, in my opinion. I'm not in law. I don't know.
Especially if you know that they're guilty and you're like, ugh.
Honestly, guilty is easier to handle, right? You
really?
Talk to them about plea deals versus innocent. You want to make sure you're not screwing their entire life up.
That's right. A great point.
Interesting. How long have you done this?
Oh, God. I guess 5 or 6 years now.
Are you going to be putting out your own shingle here eventually and opening up your own law office?
I honestly think I might be a lifelong public defender. I believe in the cause. I believe in the constitutional right to counsel. And as many of my clients ask for a real attorney, which is always a fun fun one, I do really like what I do. It's very fulfilling.
Get me Saul Goodman on the line.
Oh, that's fun.
Exactly.
Well, that's great.
Well, I love to hear you say that. It's actually very refreshing to hear you say that.
Yeah, you have the passion.
I wish there were more people with that kind of passion like you. Good for you.
What do you do for fun? Because this is a pretty heavy and serious gig. What do you do for fun to blow off some steam?
This is hilarious, but I watch a lot of true crime.
Really?
I don't know why I go home from my job just to do more of
that. Well, it's for you, maybe some research or something, or...
That's funny.
Kinda.
Seeing other attorneys do worse than me might feel good sometimes.
Yeah.
That's very funny, Chelsea. I like that.
That's really
That's
good.
Are you a Colorado girl?
I've been here for 7 or 8 years now, but I'm from kind of all over to begin with.
All over. Were you a military brat?
No, my mom worked for a car company.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
All right.
What's your favorite place to live so far, besides Colorado, obviously? What was your other favorite?
Nicaragua.
Wow.
Look at that. Wow.
I wasn't like expecting that.
Yeah, it was lovely.
Nicaragua. Yeah.
Exactly.
Wasn't Nicaragua, wasn't that where there was talk about putting what turned into the Panama Canal? Wasn't it originally floated to be in Nicaragua? Is that right?
Something like that. And then more recently, China was actually looking to do almost a second Panama Canal in Nicaragua.
Yes. Yes.
Don't know how that's going, but I know that was in the air when I left.
Yeah, wow. There's an interesting book I read so many years ago about the whole canal experience and everything. It was wild, and I wanted to say it was Nicaragua, which is probably why the Chinese want to do one there. They think it might be easier than going through Panama. All right. Hey, listen, enough of that. Let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I hope so.
Oh, you got this.
All right. Well, for everyone who's on hold, whether Chelsea gets it or not, don't hang up. We still want to talk to all of you. But Chelsea, in 10 seconds, we were just talking about Harry Potter a few minutes ago. Can you please give me the names of 5 characters in Harry Potter? 5 of the characters in the books or movies, Harry Potter. Ready? And go!
Hedwig, Professor McGonagall, Dumbledore, Harry, and Hermione.
Is that right? I didn't read the books.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
Hey, winner!
I got to admit something, though, Chelsea. I got to admit something. When I read the first book, not long after it came out, really, and there were no movies, there's no anything else, and I had not heard much about the book, I didn't know how to pronounce Hermione. So once you've heard it, then when you see it, it's fine. But I, in my head, was saying Hermione. So what did I know?
I love that.
So she will always be Hermione to me. Chelsea, you're the champ today. You're going off to Elish Gardens.
Woo!
Yeah, congrats. Have fun.
You are my favorite public defender. If you will please stand by, Josh will come back and tell you about your prize, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Look
Thank
at this.
You.
Everybody else hung up.
Almost everybody else hung up, which sucks. Gosh. We asked you not to hang up, and they did.
Yep.
Except Brandon's here. Hi, Brandon.
What's up?
Oh, boy. Yeah, buddy. Were you out late partying last night?
Oh, yeah, man. We live next to the stadium, so I watched the whole jump show.
Yeah, I can't hear you, bud. Are you on speakerphone or Bluetooth?
Yeah. I
got you on Bluetooth.
Take us off. Put us on your regular phone, Brandon. Get us off your Bluetooth, please.
How about now?
That's a little better. Don't cuss either, okay? I have a feeling.
Yeah, no cursing.
So what did you do last night?
Yeah, I live next to the stadium, so I watched the drone show and everything.
Wasn't that cool?
That was pretty sweet. Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Yeah, it's amazing what they can do. They were making the Nuggets logo and everything, Dom, with these drones, and it was really neat. It was really,
That's
really neat.
That's cool.
It's very cool.
Hmm. They made a little barcode you could scan for Miller.
Did you scan it?
I answered, yeah.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Oh, Brandon.
Brandon. What do you do for a living?
I'm a diesel technician.
That's good.
That is good, yeah.
Does that pay well?
Decent, yeah. It depends on my commission, how much I want to work.
How much do you want to work?
How much?
I hit a goal, then I'm done.
What's your goal?
Usually about 8 a day.
8 a day, then he's out the door. Scanning the sky. Do you have a lover in your life?
Oh, yeah, she's at home actually getting ready for the gym somehow.
Somehow, huh?
Mm-hmm. Where'd you meet her?
I used to own a moving company, and I was moving her house, and then I became a handyman.
Yeah, you did.
Mm-hmm.
Handsy man.
Yeah, that's right.
You guys married or just dating?
We've been dating for a couple of years now.
Are you going to put a ring on it?
I'm definitely in that direction.
Yeah.
What would be the thing to decide for you?
Yeah,
what's going to put it over the top?
It's kind of me. I got to fix some things in my shit first, or in my life first.
I think I'll hit the dumb button on that. All right.
Yeah, you asked him not to curse, and then he did.
Yeah, we let that one go a little too long, I think.
Oh, Brandon, you can't curse on the air, buddy. Thank you. Yeah. We appreciate you listening.
Good luck with everything, Brandon.
It's usually a woman who curses. This time it was a dude.
You could tell.
Brandon, we appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks so much
for listening.
Nice meeting you.
Sarah, keep your language clean, will you, please?
Yes.
Okay. No potty mouth from you, Sarah.
Yeah.
Only smiles.
Right.
Did you watch the game last night?
We did. We actually ended up having a little bit of a party. So it was a good thing they won.
What was your snack food? What'd you serve?
I'm known for my guacamole. So I made guacamole in a salad.
Sarah's guac.
What makes your guacamole so special, Sarah?
Because I make it.
Come on now. Do you make it like really spicy, or is it not so spicy?
Do you put like a scoop of Vaseline in it or something?
Mm. No, it's just delicious with cilantro and jalapeno and red onion, tomatoes.
So it sounds like garlic. You pretty much make it like everybody else. So what makes yours different?
Probably just because I make it and nobody else wants to do it.
You just know the right ratio of red onion and tomato. Although you lost me with the red onion, I hate my guac with onion in it. Blech.
Oh.
So gross. Wow. So gross. So yeah. I probably would have left your party.
We would not have even come to your party. You realize, Jeremy, if we go to Sarah's party, she's going to have that red onion
She'll
guac
have that onion
again.
In the guac. I'm out. Pass. Yeah.
It's quite delicious.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Fine.
What's your line of work?
I'm an acupuncturist, and I'm Charlie's mom, so we were bummed. They were trying to call back so that we could try to win the contest.
Oh, yeah, Charlie.
Oh,
well, he's too young.
He's too young.
Driving to Omaha.
You have heard us 10,000 times say you got to be 18 to call this show, and yet you guys try to get away with it anyway.
What's going on, Sarah? Don't be like that.
Well, usually I'm driving to work, so it's just like a quick in and out of my car. So I didn't realize. Okay. I didn't know he'd get on either.
There he was.
He was trying to he was trying to hand me the phone. So, we're driving to Omaha.
How long are you going to be there?
A week.
Yeah. I got to tell you something. Nebraska gets a lot of crap from people, and I understand that. But I've been to Omaha a couple of times. And you what? I'm sorry?
It's not for everyone.
No, it's not. But I've been to Omaha a couple of times, and it is a delightful town. I'm just going to say it. I don't care if that costs me, credibility points.
I've got
family
out there.
But I've been there a couple of times, and there are some delightful parts of that town. It's a lot of fun, actually.
I've got family that lives out in Nebraska, and they love it. They rave about it.
So,
Omaha's great. We grew up in western Nebraska, so we've made this drive a lot. But it'll be fun. And that's their slogan. It's not for everyone.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because one of those commercials came on TV the other night, and they really made Nebraska look fun and great and relaxing. And I looked at my wife, and I was like, Nebraska doesn't look half bad, does it? And she's like, I don't know. Don't get any ideas. Don't get any ideas.
No.
We have a good friend of the show. She doesn't have her PR company anymore, but she ran a PR company for like many, many years. And one of her clients, Sarah, was the state of Kansas. And so her job was to try to make Kansas sexy for people to want to go visit. And I got to believe it's the same kind of challenging job for Nebraska.
Yeah. You know what? One of the big highlights on the commercial was for them is they had some sort of lazy river going along, and they pulled out those, what are those called, cattle troughs or whatever that the cattle drink out of, and they had people in those floating down the river.
Okay, now that's funny.
And I was like,
for the Nebraska one, too.
Yeah, no, that was the Nebraska one that I was talking about. And I was like, you know what? That looks kind of awesome.
They've got a sense of humor. They've got a sense of humor. You got
to
give them credit for that. Time I ever posted on Facebook was a billboard going down Colorado Boulevard that was bought by the state of Nebraska. And their slogan on it, I'm looking at it now, said, "Mountains would just block the view." And so they're kind of poking fun of the fact that they are just flat and mostly desolate.
That's really good.
I love their sense
of
humor.
It's wide open.
That's great.
Yeah, well, that's good. What brought you to Colorado?
I was born in Sterling. My husband was born at Rose, and we just traveled all over the United States and decided when we were ready to buy a house and have kids to move back here. So we've been here for 16 years.
Very cool.
Okay, that's cool.
Do you carry your little needles around with you in case you ever run into like an emergency situation where somebody needs some acupuncture?
I do all the time. I always have needles, and I make tinctures and salves, so I always have those on me too.
I got to tell you something. Wow. I'm a pro acupuncture. I've had it a couple times, and I think it
worked for you.
It doesn't look. Obviously, it doesn't work for everybody, and Sarah would tell you that too. But for some people, it's great relief. So,
is there a name
it's
for those
amazing.
Little needles?
Acupuncture needles.
That's it, huh? Nothing
That's
fancy.
Yeah. You wanted something fancy.
I wanted something really like medically.
There's lots of different brands and sizes and.
All right.
What is interesting to me, I was there for, I can't remember what it is, like maybe like shoulder pain, and where the needles go, has nothing to do with often where your pain
like in
is,
your
right?
Scrotum or something.
So I was getting needles.
Have you ever, Sarah?
Actually, I asked for that. So
hold on. Have you ever?
We had to do that in school. So yes.
Really? What is that cure? What is that for?
Sore throat?
Like EDs through sore throat. Dom.
They say if somebody's unconscious, you could also do it there too. But,
It wakes them up. Hello.
Huh. Yeah.
Well, it's like that thing that supposedly if you've got a bad headache that won't go away, you're supposed to rub between that area in your hand, between your thumb and your forefinger.
I've done that. It's like a pressure point, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That one's large intestine 4. I always tell people it's in charge of letting go, literally and figuratively.
To squeeze your hand there, just to let it go?
Yep.
Really?
That makes you poop?
Charlie calls it the poop point, yeah.
I just did it and it worked.
I went clean up in the studio
it
right now.
It works, you guys.
I thought, well, what's the whole thing about the headache?
Oh,
seems like that's going a different direction.
Oh, no.
Well, because oftentimes it's like everyone is just like babies, you know. Did you eat? Did you poop? Did you sleep? And a lot of times if you've got a headache, you know, did you eat? Did you poop? Did you sleep?
Is there a way to make it stop now?
Just stop pressing it. Bye.
Okay, all right, let me let up.
Well, I just think it's fascinating stuff. Somebody that I used to work with at the old Y-108 here in Denver, she went on and got her license on that, and she's an acupuncturist too. So I think it's pretty cool stuff.
I feel like anybody can do it.
Oh, shut up. Go to school.
I don't know. Else?
Go to school.
You go to school, and you really like it. You're putting needles in people.
Yeah. Good times.
It's a lot of fun.
If you're a bit of a sadist, maybe it's kind of good work, too, right?
Like, we're going to need about 10 more needles here.
Yeah. These but also, are... then when people leave and they always feel good and they're so happy when they leave, that's kind of the best part of my day.
Is rewarding. It just placebo effect, though? Like, you think you feel better because you had all those needles in you?
Well, I mean, anytime you're going to lay down and relax for a little bit, you're usually going to feel better.
Sure. So, yeah.
And really, does it matter if it's a placebo? As long as the effect is that you feel better?
Well, if the pain's back in a half an hour, then I'm going to be like, how much did this cost me?
I don't know. It worked for me. That's all I'm saying.
It doesn't come back that fast. But yeah, it's pretty amazing.
But it comes back. Okay.
You know, Sarah, you're delightful. Good luck with the baseball tournament, okay?
Really nice meeting you.
Thank you. Yes,
I'm glad you called back. Give our best to Charlie. And you guys drive carefully, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So sweet. So
I really enjoyed Rattle Off today.
Yep.